Becky, your turn.
Okay, thank you,
Kowloon Chun Wan
Chair.
and Kwai Ching.
Yeah, we have a long meeting on the 12th of February. If I remember correctly, this was the longest meeting that we have ever convened for the Kowloon Task Force, and we have
Who is the chair?
I failed, okay.
Sorry, it's my fault because we have a long agenda.
We have five substantive issues and items that have been discussed, but I'm glad that these are all, you know, major issues, and in a sense, it's, you know, kind of recognize the importance of the Kowloon Task Force and a lot of projects going on in the area. So the first major item was the renovation of the Hong Kong Museum of Arts, and the LCSD and ArchSD has briefed the task force again. This was actually the second time that they come back addressing some of our comments. And basically, members have appreciated a lot of efforts has been put by the department to address our concerns, and in particular, they have opened an art square adjacent to the Museum of Arts, and it will be an important venue for organizing outdoor exhibitions and maintaining the functions of MOA during its renovation. And I think it has been having its opening earlier, maybe last month. So, and in addition to that, we also we have given a lot of more specific comments how to improve the project based on the harbourfront principle, which I will not repeat here, is on the first paragraph on page 2. So the second major item we have looked at would be the reprovisioning of food and environmental hygiene department at Sai Yi Street, environmental hygiene offices come vehicle depot at Yang Ming Road, West Kowloon Reclamation Area. Basically, this is quite a tricky issue because it's actually a reprovisioning of the facility. There have been some discussion as to whether that would be the best location for such relocation, but given its location, we have given comments as to how can we make the facilities fulfill its function, which basically to accommodate the refuse collection vehicles. So specific comments have been given as to how this can be improved in terms of its design. And we do need to collect the refuse, right, in the district. So the third item is the minor relaxation of the development intensity of the West Kowloon Cultural District site. In a sense, it has been discussed quite substantially. Generally, members were a bit concerned that this 15% increase in the GFA was not actually very minor, and actually the proposal to increase this 15% of the GFA would be to increase all different land uses by the same percentage rather than increasing it or using the increased gross floor area more for cultural or specific uses. So these comments will be summarized and to the town planning board. So there has been some concern there. And fourthly, we've looked at the amendments to the approved Southwest Kowloon Outline Zoning Plan, number S/K20/28. At the outset, this major, you know, this amendment basically was to provide residential development and to increase housing, you know, provision for the area. So given that, obviously members have some concern as to, you know, the increase in the residential property and also the potential conflict with the nearby industrial and commercial sites. So some members actually once again raised whether this will be the best area for residential development or should that actually be used for other commercial and industrial land uses, being aware of the potential conflict of interest. Given the proposal to have residential development there, members have given specific recommendations as to how, if this is going to be implemented, accessibility and different landscaping could be incorporated to make the plan better, and as at least also for people living there to enjoy the harbourfront and other people to access it. Finally, we've looked at the proposed minor revision to the approved scheme for the Yau Tong Bay Comprehensive Development Area in Yau Tong, Kowloon. Basically, this has been an approved scheme already by the Town Planning Board, and it has been a revision. And the major revision was a change in the building height profile. Mainly, there are also some other minor specific details. So while especially the new members, actually mentioned that this might actually could actually be better and not necessarily a better scheme. But in general, based on the fact that the previous scheme has already been have the in-principle support of the task force as well as getting the Town Planning Board approval, we look at the changes and to see how additional suggestions basically could be incorporated to make the plan better fulfill the harbor planning principle. So the second paragraph summarizes some of the comments that has been raised, like providing more at-grade access point, providing landing steps, as well as potentially bollards. So these comments has been summarized and conveyed to the Town Planning Board as well. Thanks a lot, Chair.
Thank you, Winnie. As you say, long agenda, big agenda. Members, any questions? Paul?
Just a point of clarification, because in terms of the comments on the Southwest Kowloon, I guess that I was one of the spoke up making some comments about the interfaces, but I think that is not necessarily represented the way I've expressed it. This Southwest Kowloon side is on the waterfront. It's currently zoned for water-dependent uses, including cargo working area. The adjacent sites are the wholesale food market, the government dockyard, and the sewage screening plants, and so on. So it's in an industrial area. There are no such sites, government land on the waterfront, available anywhere in Victoria Harbour, readily available for use for water-dependent users in cargo working areas. And therefore, I make that point. As we don't have another site, why would you give this away for a residential? Residential you can stick on top of a mountain and a green belt. This is, again, we have an issue here that needs to be looked into from the harbour as a whole. We don't have many of these sites left, and this is sheltered water, so this is ideal for use by cargo and other operators, and they have been using it in the past. They have complained that the cargo working areas in Rambler Channel, the pricing has gone up because there are no other facilities available. So we have an issue here that needs to be looked at on an overall basis. And that, I think that's got to be clarified also to the Town Planning Board. But also a job for us to do, Chairman.
Paul, my understanding is that your comments are reflected fully in the detailed minutes, if you want to check.
Well, but
this inevitably is a summary.
Sure, yeah. But I mean, the way it states here is that we're all agreeing that there is no issue. I mean, there is an issue here that needs the Town Planning Board to be made aware of, rather than it's not just an interface issue you can mitigate. It's a loss of a site that has been entirely zoned for water-dependent users.
TPB gets our views plus the minutes, so they will have seen your comments in the minutes. Thank you.